Industrial Talk is brought to you by Palo Alto Networks. Palo Alto Networks offers zero trust for your operational technology without the PTSD. If you're in the digital transformation game, keeping operational technology secure and running smoothly is a tall order. It's enough to make any coolest operations director wake up in night sweats. Palo Alto Networks' Zero Trust OT Security delivers comprehensive visibility and security for all OT assets, networks, and remote operations. It provides best-in-class security while simplifying OT security management. It sees and protects everything in the network, and it automates threat detection while implementing Zero Trust across all operations. So sleep better at night knowing you have the most comprehensive platform to detect, manage, and secure your OT assets. Learn more about the Palo Alto Networks Zero Trust solution. Go out to paloaltonetworks.com. That's paloaltonetworks.com. Find out more. You will not be disappointed.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk, and thank you very much for your continued support of a platform that celebrates industry professionals all around the world because you're bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you're just solving problems. You're making the world a better place. That's why we celebrate you on Industrial Talk. And we are broadcasting from SMRP 31. And we are in Orlando. And it is an organization that you, to put this on your to-do list, an organization that you need to connect with. You need to just go out to smrp.org. smrp.org. Get connected. And you get to connect with individuals like Chris, who is in the hot seat. So let's get cracking. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going today, Scott?
Really well. I'm so glad to meet you in person.
It's about time.
It really is. And listeners, I was out there and we did a great conversation. If you need to catch his conversation we had on Industrial Talk. God, how long ago was it?
6 months plus?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Find it, because you'll be a better person because of that. There you go.
It's true.
It's true. It's just, you know, it's a fact. It's like air and water. It's a fact. Anyway, so you having a good conference?
I'm having a great conference.
Why?
For one, people. It's people first. I mean, this is just a great community. That's why we got into it and stuck with it.
Pro-rely.
Progressive reliability.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See, what's interesting is that you're serving a very important niche, mm-hmm. and it's a dynamic market.
It is.
You know, because I'm just, there's my wife over there just sneezing. But it's a dynamic market, and your services, your solutions, the way you approach it is very unique.
It's a changing world. So, God, you know, number. Not only is technology changing everything rapidly, but we've got intergenerational changes taking place. We've had a complete change in the way that work has been looked at in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, there's a lot of disruption, and where there's a ton of disruption, there's always opportunity.
Take us through a little bit of that disruption, just sort of level set on what's taking place out in the marketplace.
So I would say this is probably the largest disruption in terms of how work is performed, who it's performed by, where it's performed. As well as, you know, the exodus and the retirement of a tremendous generation all taking place at once, it's quite a lot to unpack. Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, but you're right. You're absolutely. You got people leaving. Mm-hmm. You have sort of entrance. It's not as. Are you finding that? Because you're in I'm trying to formulate this question because things are popping in my head. Are people aggressively looking to become involved in the reliability space? What do you see? That's because there's a lot more people leaving than coming in.
You would. However, the need for reliability has grown dramatically. So there are less people entering the trades and entering the industrial world, and therefore the need to approach the industry in an efficient way has gone up dramatically. And so whereas you could throw, you could just throw people at fix it faster, there's not enough people to fix it faster anymore. Now we need to make sure it doesn't break. And that's the vacuum that we stepped into when we opened the doors.
But how do you backfill? There's frothiness that happens. People come and go, and they move to different companies, and that's all good, and that's healthy. But it's like, when I come to SMRP, I see the same people.
Yeah. So the way that pollination takes place is going to change. Whereas people have been siloed within their career, within their company for years, we have this tremendous opportunity, which I like to call failed retirees. There's folks that go, they finally reach retirement, they finally leave their company, they have all this knowledge, all the skills, and it's all kind of taking place in the two or three places they've worked. Now, they find that they might not want to sit at home all day. And
which
retirement
took me
isn't
a, yeah, it took me a week.
Yeah, exactly. It's not what you thought, so you're a great testimonial. But look at what you built, right? And it's the same. So we work with a lot of folks. I've got several on contracts right now they're not going to work the 60-hour weeks, but they have all this knowledge. They want to hand it to the next generation, and they can go onto a site, tell them the baby's ugly, use all the skills and wisdom they have, apply the methodologies within different verticals and within different types of sites, hand it off to the next generation, and then be able to go on vacation and play with their grandkids for 3 or 6 months. A lot of people have been doing that, and that's an opportunity that we've been offering. So the knowledge hasn't left. It's just migrating. And we have so many digital opportunities to capture that knowledge. There's more tools and ability to do knowledge capture than ever before. People are paying attention to video. Yeah.
Does Progressive Reliability keep up with all of the changes that are taking place? I mean, you have to. I mean, it just seems the velocity is just blistering.
So this is the reliability fundamental, is to be proactive and not reactive. So we take a proactive approach to the knowledge base that exists, a proactive approach to, okay, how are we, it's like a hockey analogy, right? You want to go where the puck is going to be,
yeah,
not where it is today. And so that's exactly what we're doing, is we're getting out in front of the market. We know where things are going. We have enough vision to see, okay, this is what's happening. This is where the trends are, because we're able to take a nationwide viewpoint and create services that get in front of where things are going.
See, and because of your base, the people that you interact with, mm-hmm. you do stay current. You have those conversations. It is feeding your organization in a very positive way.
Right. Yeah, when you trade in experts, it kind of helps you pick up advice. That's just kind of a natural byproduct of what we do.
That's awesome. Yeah. I never thought of it that way, but it's true. And so when talking to you and others within your team, there's a sense of authority. Not in a negative way, but an authority of where the market is going.
It's an experience. I wouldn't dare say authority in any business. The moment you think you've got it, lost it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're very
careful.
But I'm
confident. Let's put it this way. I'm confident in talking to you.
Yeah, well, and again, the noisiest, most confident person isn't really asking the right questions either. So we tread that line respectfully in terms of, we've got an opportunity to develop something. It's more a matter of, what are we trying to solve for? And the equation we're trying to solve for us, is meaningful work. So by staying focused on finding meaningful work, we're able to adopt whatever tactics we need to ensure that we're not only working with the best people, but putting the best people in places where they're really able to scratch the itch of learning and transferring that knowledge.
In an analogy that I see, or a use case, let's say I'm a reliability professional. Mm-hmm. I've had 30 years of experience, and I'm interested in looking at other opportunities. I can approach Progressive Reliability.
Absolutely.
I can just say, hey, I've got this itch, shall we say.
Yeah.
But then the other option is, I'm a company, mm-hmm. and I see that I have a gap of some sort, and I need that gap to be bridged somehow with the profession.
Yeah, it's interesting. One hand washes the other. A lot of times the clients we work with and work well with, you'll have a leader who's done, maybe they're on their second or their third actual role implementing reliability, and eventually they want to be able to help the next generation that's going out doing that.
Do we really see that?
Yeah, so we have clients who, hey, in the next 3 to 5 years, hey, once I get these next 5 sites set up, I'd like to look and explore what consulting looks like. What are other opportunities out there? Because people want to find a different way to solve the problem, different teams to solve the problems with. So there is a natural progression.
That makes sense. But what I'm sensing and what I'm observing in our conversation is that you do, and I'm not trying to blow smoke or anything like that, but I think that given the position that you guys are in, your team, you get to really see what's taking place out there.
We really get to hear people's story. We get to understand the frustration, so we're able to see trends from a viewpoint that most would. Is this a site-specific issue? Is this a nationwide trend? And we're really able to stay ahead on that, and that's how we're able to kind of advise people more.
That's capability.
Exactly. And that's where we're able to level set, because we're, again, being focused on the meaningful work. We want to put people in roles that they truly enjoy, and it's not always easy, by the way. There's no, you know, if it's a really good role and a really good opportunity, there's going to be challenges. That's why we work so hard to evaluate these career moves to make sure that it is the right set of challenges for somebody to be able to engage in and be able to grow from. So by being able to do that, we just are creating more and more testimonials and, frankly, finding more opportunities.
With that said, because you see what's taking place in the marketplace, you have a unique perspective. Mm-hmm. And where do you see some things? Where are some new changes that are happening? What do you see happening?
For one, I think that there is a lot of attention being put on taking great care of your teammates. And so, you know, we see a lot of the classic things the fundamentals never go away, right? So, I hate to say, there's all kinds of bells and whistles, and we can talk about GPT and all that stuff. Look, taking great care of your people, growing your people, that's what matters. And the one thing that attracted me the most to this industry is the level of camaraderie and the level of respect people have for one another. So you can fall back on the comfortable, blame the next generation, blame, you know, people this or that, blame video, you know, whatever it is you want to blame, it's fine. Ultimately, there's going to be those few who are focusing on how to groom their people, how to grow their people, how to support them, how to support their families, how to support the quality of their life. And those are going to be the teams that win. So we don't need to boil the ocean and work with everybody everywhere. We need to work with the teams that are really focused on improving the quality of life that people have, both inside and outside the company. Those are the places that we go. And again, the classics. That's really the best strategy is what has always worked.
I think that you've touched on a really important component. And I think that if anybody is contemplating or considering getting into the reliability world, you come to SMRP and you come to this event and you see this camaraderie, this willingness to at least have this conversation. I've got this challenge. Well, and it's just above board. It's a unique collegial environment.
Well, difficult environments create some of the best relationships.
Yeah.
And it's the challenges. You know, your best day at work isn't the day where everything just went right and it was just perfect and you barely even noticed the day existed because everything was perfect. No, it's the day where you met and overcame one challenge after the next with people you trust and created and found your way and resolved. And those are the moments that we're all the most proud of. Those are the moments we're looking for. And those are the moments that really count.
Yeah. And again, you touched on something, that trust. Because there's a high level of trust and a desire to really help people no matter what.
Right.
that's really pretty good. And I like the way you pointed out the fact that whole camaraderie that to me is I don't know, is so unique. So how do people get a hold of you if they want to find out more about you and Progressive Reliability?
Well, you can go to our website, proreli.com, and find us on LinkedIn. We're doing a lot of work on LinkedIn right now, posting a lot of videos and information there. So look up Progressive Reliability.
How come I'm not following you? I better follow you. I'm not following you because I'm not seeing the doggone posts.
Let's see. You like it?
I know I will. Son of a gun. All right, we're going to have another... We're going to have all his contact information, Chris's contact information, out on Industrial Talk. So fear not. Reach out to this gentleman. Get it, just at least at a minimum, have a conversation. We're broadcasting from SMRP 31. Go out to smrp.org and get engaged. Again, you get people like Chris, and that's all wonderful and hunky-dory. All right, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Great conversation with Chris. He never disappoints. I think that's his second time being on the Industrial Talk. That was the first time I ever met him. SMRP. Speaking of which, go out to smrp.org, get engaged. That is a must. You get to meet people like Chris. Great conversation. All right, building a platform. Industrial Talk is building that platform. That platform that celebrates industry professionals. We have education, we have collaboration opportunities, and also we've got that innovation that we constantly focus in on. Be a part of this ever-increasing ecosystem. Go out to industrialtalk.com and just connect. Boom. Talk to me about opportunities that we can collaborate. I'm all ears, which I am pretty much all ears. I got big ears. But anyway, that's what Industrial Talk is all about. We have some latest in our learning management system wrapped around leadership as well as marketing. So it's all out there. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with Chris. Change the world. We're going to have another great conversation shortly.